and welcome to Take Two Radio Music. I'm Pam, your host. I hope you all are having a wonderful day. It's rainy, yucky day again here in Chicago, but I guess we're just preparing ourselves for the winter, as they say. So, anyways, we'll get on to some more cheery and happy things. I'm very, very pleased to have with me my special guest. He's a singer and songwriter, keyboardist, producer, and actor, and I think he wears a lot more hats than that. Welcome, S.I. How are you doing?
Hey. Good, good. Hi, everyone. The line
oh,
is good.
Good.
I'm calling from Paris, so I don't know if you can hear me well.
There's a little bit of, I don't know what you would call it, a little bit of distraction in the line, but I can pretty much hear you. I didn't realize
okay,
you were
perfect.
Calling from Paris today.
Yeah, of course, because I'm living in Paris, that's why.
Yeah, I know, but I thought you were here in the United States for, I didn't know that you went back.
Yeah, now I'm in Paris because I'm working on new stuff here, but I will be back really soon. Really soon I'll be back.
Okay, all right. Is it evening time there now?
No, it's 9 p.m. It's the evening, but I'm working.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm working all the time in my studio.
Oh, that's
night
what artists
and day,
do.
I'm in my studio working music. That's why.
Right. Well, I read that you started with the keyboard at the age of 3, and it sounds like you haven't stopped since then. What drew you to play the keyboard at that age? Why did you pick that instrument?
You know, my mom is a musician, and she put me in front of the keyboard at 3, and I started to listen Quincy Jones music, Donny Hathaway, Stevie Wonders, and those artists at this age. And I start to do music like this, with this music, with this kind of music.
Uh-huh. So it was your mom that did that. I see. So you kind of come from a musical family, which is great, especially when you're doing that type of thing for a living, you know. They can give you little pointers here and there.
Passion.
Right, exactly, exactly. Well, when did you figure out you could sing? When you were younger, too?
I started to compose and sing at 12, really at 12. I composed my first song. And I realized at this time that I wanted to be a singer. So, yeah, it was around 12.
Did you take singing lessons for that, or is this all natural?
Natural, really. My mom is a singer too, so
we
always sing together at home. And my dad is a drummer, is playing drums, so it was all the time music at home, and I never really learned to sing and play piano. It just was natural with the family.
Wow. That sounds like a lot of fun growing up in your family.
Yeah, exactly. It was really fun.
Do you remember what the first song was that you wrote?
Not really, but it was a little song, but I don't remember exactly which one.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people. You'd be surprised.
I'm really
a
whole guy now. That's why.
You are not. There's a lot of people out there, a lot of singers that remember the first song they wrote, and they actually will, you know, like rewrite it as an adult and, you know, put it on one of their albums or something. So I think that's a pretty neat thing. But then again, there's others that you don't remember. So because you guys write so many songs, you know, you just
exactly,
have such an array. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
You know,
now,
here in France, I'm a songwriter, so I'm working with many artists here, like songwriters. So this is my passion. This is my work. So I'm composing. I'm writing music every time. Like I told you, I'm in my studio night and day, and I'm working night and day on my music. So it's like this. Maybe I wrote maybe not thousand, but few hundred songs. So I love to do music. So
yeah, that's a good thing
passion.
For us, because I love your music. So I'm very happy that you went that route.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I also read that at the age of 19, you signed as the lead singer with Sony France, as part of a band called Ideal 3.
Yes.
Now, that's
exactly.
Really exciting for, you know, you to be at such a young age, and you guys had a top 10 hit. And you were on TV shows. What was all that like for you?
It was magical, because at this time it was the beginning of my career with this band, and it was an R&B band, and we had already a success with this song. So I did my first TV show. I did my first I listened my music on the radio. So it was a dream come true, you know. And I realized that everything is possible, and give me trust and confidence to continue in this way.
Right. I can imagine it had to be surreal for you to hear that first play on the radio, you know, with your new song and that. And then to be on TV shows, that's even more exciting, you know, to get to be in front of all of those people and sing and dance and... Do you do a lot of dancing?
It's incredible, incredible.
Yeah. Now, you eventually became a solo artist, and with Mercury Universal at the age of 21, you were invited again to be on TV shows and received invitations to produce and write for other artists. What's it like to write for others? I mean, do you get to know the artist and their style before you can write a song for them, or do you just write?
Really, it's depend. You know, I love doing music. Doesn't matter the style, if it's pop, rock, R&B, soul. I'm doing music with my heart, because it's for me it's most important thing. Doing music with the heart, because you can connect the people with music. Music is just a universal language.
Yeah.
So when I'm doing something, I'm just trying to do something with my heart, and generally, the people like this, and I can go in their universe, and it works like this.
Well, I'm sure they're very happy with it, since you continue to do such, you know, writing for other artists, but especially for yourself. When you're on these TV shows, is that where you caught the acting bug, or is that something that also, you know, interested you when you were younger?
Say it again, sorry?
When you were on all those different TV shows, is that where you caught the acting bug, or is that something that you were interested in when you were younger as well?
I didn't get you. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's okay. It's kind of crackly. When did you discover you wanted to be an actor? When you wanted to be an actor, was it from being on those TV shows, or was it before?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, I play in a big comedy, a musical here called Romeo and Juliet. You know, from Shakespeare, and we had here a big musical called Romeo and Juliet. I was play a role. I had a role in this musical, and I sing and I was an actor in it, because you need to play and to sing at the same time, and it was really a very good experience, because you have a lot of people in front of you, and you have to play, sing at the same time. So I start to be an actor at this time in this big musical here in France.
Well, I never realized that Romeo and Juliet could be a comedy.
Yeah, and you know what? It was really huge here in France, because we tour in France, but also in Belgium, in Switzerland, and in front of maybe 100,000 people. So it was during 2 years all around the country. So it was an amazing experience for me.
Wow. Wow, that sounds exciting too. And then, are you going to continue to act?
A little bit in some movies in France, some series in France. But I'm really consider myself like a singer and a composer
singer
and
first.
Songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's my first passion.
Right, and if somebody comes up with a role for you, then you'll do that as far as acting is concerned.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Well, you definitely have the looks for it, and you have the talent as far as singing. I haven't had the opportunity to see any of the roles that you've acted in, which I'd love to see one day. But I have to say that I was really, really impressed when I read that the First Lady of France, Bernadette Chirac, asked you to write and produce a song for her. I don't want to mess it up. So the song name, can you say it?
Of the song, the name of the song?
What's that?
The title of the song, you mean?
Yes, hello? The title.
Oh, okay, it's un peu de moi. It means
okay.
a little piece of me. And this song was, you know, Bernadette Chirac was the wife of the president in France, and she called me to write a song for the humanitarian song. You know what does it mean? Humanitarian song for children in the hospital. And we did a big song for them and all the and it was just, I was so honored to do this for this cause, and especially because the First Lady called me in person to ask me to do this song. So it was my mission, and I was really happy to do it.
Oh, it's such an honor, and it's such a wonderful thing for you and her to do for the children and the people that are in the hospital. I love when I hear things like that, when you guys give back to those people and to bring some happiness in their life. Because as you said, you know, music is a universal language, and it brings a lot of happiness to people. So, especially those that are sick. That's such an honor.
I don't want to do music just from, excuse me, but just, want to say that music is really important because you can connect people with music.
Right.
And I just I don't want to do music just for myself and to have fun, but I want to give something with my music to people. Maybe I'm trying to share the love with my music and spread
right.
the positivity, spread the love, you know? And the most important thing when you're doing music, it's seeing the shining eyes of the people, and if you can do this, I'm happy with this. You know what I mean?
Right, right, exactly. You're fulfilled, and they're fulfilled, and that's all that matters. It's wonderful, and I also like to mention that song actually went gold over there, so that's a big accomplishment as well. Now, you've been in a group, you went solo, you've been in musicals, you won all kinds of awards, you wrote the song for the First Lady of France, you've been a musical director, and now you've come to the United States to pursue your music here. What made you decide to do that now?
You know, I grew up with soul music, with Quincy Jones music, Donny Hathaway, and for me, it was just evident to come in the United States to do this first album with those people. So I did the big jump across the ocean to come in United States to find Gordy, Terry Gordy, who is a legend in the music industry. So
right.
I had chance to meet him and start to work with him one year ago. So it's a dream come true. It was just unbelievable for me to meet him. And finally, I found not just a producer, but I found my twin, you know, because he's like me. He has such a passion for music. He's so
right. Picky.
We have the same sensitivity, you know. So
right. It's
my bro, it's my partner, and we did this first single, and now we are working on all the songs on the album, and it is a really a lovely story.
Definitely. I mean, who better to work with than Kerry Gordy, who's the son of a Motown founder, Berry Gordy Jr., especially when you've been into that type of music, and that type of music has given you inspiration to, you know, to do what you do. So that was like the perfect combination of you both working together.
Yeah, exactly. I remember when I was a little boy, sitting on my bed, listening those music and seeing, you know, the. Do you remember the single of the Motown with the M and the T? And I didn't know before what does it mean, but I always think that this single was something huge because I always. Associated this single with this music, and now I'm working with the son of Berry Gordy. So maybe it's the law of attraction. Maybe when I was
right?
a little boy, I thought a lot about this single, and the universe bring me there, close the Gordy family. I don't know.
Right.
I believe
you guys were
in the law. Sorry.
I was going to say, it's destiny.
It's my destiny, yeah. Maybe it was my destiny.
Right. Well, so I love your new thing. Go ahead.
No, it was just magical to work with him and continue this dream. It's just a dream come true because I was from 10,000 kilometers in Paris, and finally I'm working with them now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I'm really happy.
Yeah. You probably wake up every single day with a smile on your face.
Exactly. But I'm a positive guy, you know. Every day, even though sometimes life is a little bit hard. You have to wake up with a smile and say thank you to
right.
to what you have around you. Say thank you every day. So it's my therapy.
Yes, definitely. You have to do that. Otherwise, if you wake up in a bad mood every single day and complain every single day, you're not going to be happy, and you're going to lose that, you know, having such a wonderful life that you can normally have if you just give some positivity into it.
Definitely agree with you.
Now, I have to say, I absolutely love your single called Family and the video for it. How did that song come about, and were you part of writing the storyboard for the video?
Yeah, so, you know, the song is not, it's called Family, but it's not about only about my parents or my sister or my brother.
Right.
It's a message of love. It's
mm-hmm.
say, I don't care who you are, where you're from, the color of your skin, and you're just my family because we are all the same family, and people need to realize that because we are all the same. So right. It's really a message of love and it just the way that I want to show to the people through this song. And the storyboard, there is a lot of people in it. We are all happy with my crew, with children, and it represents what the lyrics of the song.
Mhm. Yeah, it's definitely a message that comes through on that song. It definitely comes through on that song. So you did it very well.
I'm happy.
Now that song is actually off of your new album called First, or is it an EP?
I put it on the EP, but it's not the new one. The new album will come very soon.
Okay. And is it going to be more of the same type of music? Or is it a little bit
urban,
different?
I'm doing urban soul, you know.
Okay.
So it will be in the same mode.
Which is a good thing because it's great music. I love it. I grew up with Motown myself and with R&B and soul and pop music and rock music. So I love it all. You know, I just, you know, whatever you throw at me, I'm going to probably love it.
Cool.
Now, I was wondering who the girl was in the video that was singing in there with you at certain points. She has a great voice, too.
Yeah, she's amazing. Her name is Audrey Lurie. She's French, too. She's a friend of mine, and she's great, really great, and she's my French Christina Aguilera. I call her like this.
That's
not
a good thing.
Not the same face, but the kind of the voice is something close. Yeah,
right.
I love her, and she's amazing.
She is. She really is. And for our listeners, if you go watch the video, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's on YouTube, and it's also on, I believe it's on your website as well, right?
Yeah, you can find it on my website and also on YouTube. Just type S-I-E-S-S-A-I and family, and you will find it easily.
Yeah. And I highly recommend that our listeners go and watch the video and listen to the song and also purchase your music because it's amazing and they'll be very happy with it. Now, as far as, you know, once the new album is released, will you be back here in the U.S. doing any type of tour?
Say it again, sorry.
When your new album is released, will you come back to the United States and do a tour for it?
Of course. Of course. It is in my plan, and maybe in beginning of the new year, February, we are working on new songs now, and maybe beginning of the new year, February or March, the new album will release for sure.
Wonderful. Now, when you came to the United States to work with Kerry Gordy, was that the first time you were here?
No. So I came maybe five or six times to work on the song, to work on the project. I came the first time maybe 1 year ago, and then I came at least five times to work on the song, to work on the clip, to work on the project, and on the new song. So it's a big stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Now, what was it like the first time you were here? Was it a culture shock, or was it what you expected it to be?
I didn't get you. Sorry.
When you came here for the first time, was it a culture shock for you, or is it everything you expected it to be? Are you here? SI? Well, he's connected, but I think maybe he just lost sound. Where did he go? SI? Oh, now his call dropped. He'll probably call back. For those listeners out there, be sure to follow SI on Twitter, and it's at ESSAI Music. He has a Facebook, which is facebook.com/SI Music, and his website is si-online.com. And don't forget to check out his videos on YouTube as well. I mean, he's really, really good. And that song is such a great song and a positive message to send out, especially these days with all the issues going on around the world and people fighting against each other. And I just, you know, like everybody always says, we just wish for world peace. Everybody love everybody. We're all the same. We all came from the same place. And if we just look at it like that and stop thinking about, you know, taking everybody's land and whatever the wars are about, you know, it's not worth it for so many people to die over. Be happy with what you have. Be happy with your life. Be happy with your family and your friends. And, you know, love one another. I just love that people put out music like that to remind us of how it should be. And I thank SI for doing that as well with his song Family. And we look forward to a lot more from him. So hopefully he'll come back online. If not, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and play his song Family right now and see if he calls back.
Bye.
Excellent, excellent song. I just love that song. It's so positive. And I do believe that SI has called back. Are you with me now?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
That's okay. It happens, especially when you're calling from so far away.
Yeah,
but thank you for calling
kilometers.
Back. Yeah. Well, we know that you can sing in English and you can sing in French. Are there any other languages that you sing in?
In Armenian, because I was born in France, but my origins are Armenian, so I sing some song in Armenian too there.
Oh, wow. So you reach a lot of people, you know, all over the world with different languages that you speak in. So that's even greater, especially when the songs come out, the different languages. I'm one that likes to listen to a lot of Spanish or Italian music as well. Even though I don't understand the words, you just go with the beat and you go with the sound of the voice and what they're saying, and you kind of figure out what's going on in it, you know, especially when you can watch the video with it.
Yeah, because as we said before, music is just a universal language. You don't need to understand what they say. Just the music gives you the emotion,
right.
Everything. So the love and you can feel the emotion just with the music. It's
exactly
it's the same. It's the same with classical music. There is no lyrics on it, but you can be touched by just the music, the classical
yes.
music with Mozart, Beethoven, or so. I'm singing in Armenian, French, in English, and if I can sing in Italian, I will do it.
Yeah.
with the same heart.
Right. definitely. When you first came to the United States, was it everything that you expected it to be?
Yes, because United States was really the country of the music, so it was the center of my music. So I was pretty sure that the music was in this kind of level. And it was exactly what I was expecting.
And that's a good thing. So it wasn't too much of a shock to you with the way we do or say or, you know, whatever that we do here. Because you never know what you're going to expect. Like, I've always wanted to go to Italy and France and England, you know. And I just, only things I know about it is what I see on TV. Or if I have a friend that went there, or I have a couple friends that went there. So, you know, you never know until you walk into that country what you're going to find.
You know what? I love to say that I'm French on my paper. My heart is Armenian and my soul is American because soul music, you know?
Yeah. I
so
love that.
When I put my first foot in United States a few years ago, I was like, it was like my home, you know? I say maybe the sky put me in the wrong place.
Yeah.
because I was born in France, but maybe it was not the right place for me.
It
will be better to be in the United States.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I decided to do the big jump across the ocean 1 year ago to join my real home.
Right.
Yeah.
And we'll say welcome home, SI. It's about time you made it here.
Thank you so much. I feel at
welcome.
Ease now.
You what?
I feel at ease.
Yeah, you feel
Yeah. I feel quiet.
Like a piece of you was missing and now you fulfilled that. So that's good. Now, as far as our food is concerned, you know, you always hear about the Europeans and that eating, like, smaller portions and not so much food that's rich in fat and everything. what was that like for you to eat here?
In the United States?
Yes.
Maybe, you know what, maybe it's the bad side of my trip in the United States, because French, the food in France is so good, you know, because
right.
we are known for that, for the wine, mm-hmm. for the food, for the beautiful monuments here in France. So when I'm in the United States, I'm really sad with the food. It's the only thing that I don't like. Sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
But you
I
have
completely
so much,
understand.
So much good thing that you have so much good thing there that food is not really important. I'm hearing my music. It's enough.
Well, it's completely understandable. I mean, we do things really big here, and you know, I wish that would change, and I think it's starting to change, so we can teach our children to eat, you know, correctly and not eat so much junk food, and so that way they're not overweight and they grow up to be healthy adults. So that needs to change a little bit more, and I think they need to do things here more like they do in France and other countries.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because in the United States there is really a big contrast between with the food that people, the junk food that people love, and the
mm-hmm.
people who are doing lot of sports, workout every time. So it's funny to see this difference there. So
right,
we don't have this here in France. People not doing so much sport, not workout, and just eating good food and I can say healthy.
Right. Right.
Healthy,
yeah. Right, yeah.
So,
well, I think a lot of people need to go over there to experience that, and then they'll come back and do it the right way over here.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe
yeah.
This is a good thing that we have in France, the food and eat healthy.
Right. Now, what do you do to keep in shape? Because, you know, you can't help but notice watching you on the video that you're in very, very good shape, and you must work out.
I'm playing basketball since I'm a little boy, so I'm doing sports. So I'm not really workout, but it's naturally. But I don't like to talk about this because it's the most important thing for me is just music.
Right,
so,
right.
You know what I mean. Maybe
right.
People, you have to be good looking to do when you are on stage. So I'm doing just the minimum for this, and
I
prefer to be really concentrated on my production and on the music.
Right.
And thanks to mom and dad.
Definitely, you got some good genes there. So, all right, well, I guess that'll bring an end to our interview, and I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me and learning so much more about you. And I really, really look forward to the new music that'll be out. So let me know when it's out, and I'll play some of it on my show for you.
Definitely, with pleasure. Thank you to invite me.
You're very, very welcome. Enjoy the rest of your evening, S.I., and thanks again.
Thank you.
All the best to
you. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful, talented artist he is, and very down to earth. And I love speaking with him and learning so much more. And that's why I love doing these interviews, because, I mean, not only just for myself to learn more about them and how they got their start and how they became, you know, who they are today, but also for the listeners that are interested in that certain band or that certain singer, because as a fan, we always want to know more. And it's just something that's normal. We have a curiosity. even if it comes to, you know, actors and stuff like that. We want to know more. And that's why I love doing this. So it's always a lot of fun. And it's a lot of fun when you get to talk to somebody from out of the country, too. Another thing that amazes me is, as you can hear, he has a very strong accent. But you just don't hear that when they sing it in, you know, a song. Like I said, I like to listen to Italian music and Spanish music. And a lot of those people have those strong accents when you hear them speak. And yet, it's doesn't come through on their music when they're singing a song. So I think that's just so cool. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed the show today, and I'll be back again on Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time with another hour or so of indie music from around the world. And if you are an indie artist and you're listening, or you, any of the listeners out there know of somebody that you'd like to hear on the show, please send MP3s or a request to take2radio2@gmail.com, and that's with the number 2. Always include your social media sites, you know, your Twitter, your Facebook, your website, you know, whatever you have, so that way I can share it with the listeners. And if your bio is not on your website or your Facebook, be sure to include that as well in the email, so that way I can let them know who you are. So thanks, everybody, again. Have a wonderful day. God bless, and we'll see you again next Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time.
Get connected with Take Two Radio Music on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio Music, or for email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit take2radiomusic.com.